Bhutan's government is to be placed in the hands of a caretaker prime minister by early August, following the expected resignation of most of the current cabinet. Gangdu Wangchuk, the current prime minister, has told VOA News he and six other members of the 10-man cabinet will leave their post to join politics at what he calls a critical juncture in Bhutan's history.
To join the political process, it requires us to stand down from our present responsibilities, because if we continue, we would have what we call conflict of interest. It is not proper for us to continue our functions as ministers, or even for myself as prime minister, and yet undertake political activities.
The prime minister says the country's fledgling political parties have been struggling to find enough candidates to run in this year's upper house and next year's lower house elections. Mr. Wangchuk says he had hoped to leave government, but feels compelled to help ensure the success of democracy in the small Himalayan kingdom. The move from absolute monarchy to parliamentary democracy comes at the initiative of the former king, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, who has abdicated his throne. His son, Jigme Gyesar Namgyel Wangchuk, has taken over and will be formally crowned next year. The prime minister acknowledges that the king's subjects are anxious about the devolution of power from the throne because they have been happy with rule by four generations of the Wangchuk dynasty.
People fear or are concerned that the changes may not necessarily provide continuity in terms of the stability, the peace and prosperity that people have enjoyed. They have seen not so good examples in some young democracies where there is often instability, and instability leads to lack of development and other social and economic problems.
The elected legislators are to approve Bhutan's first constitution, which ensures democratic representation. Sandwiched between giants China and India, the Buddhist kingdom, although a member of the United Nations, has formal diplomatic relations with only a small number of countries. Bhutan's foreign policy traditionally has been in the hands of India, but the two neighbors this year agreed that the kingdom will have a greater say in its own international affairs. Prime Minister Wangchuk says he hopes Bhutan's neighbors and other countries will help ensure democracy in his nation succeeds. He says if Bhutan goes astray on its new path, the consequences for the kingdom would be severe, a reference to states that have failed to make the transition from absolute rule to stable democratic governance. Steve Herman, VOA News, Thimphu, Bhutan.